We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, September 7th, 2022, to order at 8:45 on the clock. We will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, Swavely, and Lytle. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held August 24th, 2022. Approve all claims through September 7th, 2022 in the amount of $1,042,308.18. Accept claim number 220900060 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $204.69 and claim number 220900066 to RL Teeman Construction in the amount of $20,675.37 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve District Court Summary Fee Report and Register of Deeds Fee Report for the month of August 2022. If there is anything for anything that any of you would like pulled off the consent agenda, let me know. Otherwise, I'd ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public. Any comments from the public? Seeing no public comment, ask for a motion to approve claim number 220900060 to Johnny's Welding, Inc., the amount of $204.69.
To approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, seconded by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor with Mr. Jurgens abstaining. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove claim number 220900066 to RL Team and Construction in the amount of $20,675.37. This would bring the total amount of claims paid through September 7th, 2022 to $1,063,188.24. This is a company I'm associated with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Lytle. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. With Teeman abstaining, motion carries. Committee reports, building and grounds, winter lights, Mr. Swavely.
Okay, we, you know, you can see that it, you know, because it's raining outside, guy finally got here to start cleaning the side of the building off so they can fix it back up for us, okay? And they said they were going to be here this time, and they made it, so we still need some, and Dave can, come on, let Dave elaborate on some of the other stuff that's going on, okay, so.
Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, they started yesterday on this. They are anticipating probably close to 2 months worth of work on it, so hopefully we have a nice long fall. Over at the evidence building, the roof apron on the west side, that's been bad since last December. They did come and replace that. That is covered by insurance. And we also have an area where we always just had it spray foamed where the two buildings meet up. There's the north side and south side. And I asked for a proposal to have that resprayed. That would be covered by insurance also. That took a beating with the hail that we had. White Castle said that they didn't do the spray foam. They asked if they could just give a proposal on a metal coping cap. It's about a 25-foot cap. So I said, yeah, go ahead and give us a proposal on that, and we'll run that through insurance also and see where we come out on that. That would be more of a permanent solution rather than the spray foam. The elevator fan motor went out. That was $854. So they will come down, and that's just the cab fan. went out on that, and they're the only ones that can replace anything, so we're kind of stuck with that. And linden tree, it is going fast. It looks like it's really rotting out at the base, so I did call for bids to have that taken down. I have not heard back yet on that. So that's pretty much a screening station. I guess they're still working on trying to get a good placement on the best way to handle the people coming in. That does add a new element in there. It's kind of crowded, but I'm sure they'll work it out. And it is a little bit on the noisy side. We've talked before about getting acoustical panels up on that floor, and so I said I would get a proposal and just see what we could do to do it. And even though the screening station, the baggage scanner is going to make a little bit of noise, it always has been pretty noisy up there.
Yeah, just looking at it, I don't know that the noise is, I think there's more echoes from people talking or walking on the floor than there is from what that scanner will create, okay? But they need to do something.
Yeah, and we always have had the same trouble down here in front of the board room when people gather out in the hallway. It's a good old building, but it really does echo any sound around, so... So
did we ever get a hard copy for the shingles?
Nope, not yet. I called them again. I need to get that nailed down. It'd be the Veterans Office. He did come up with a proposal, and I just asked for a hard copy so we can get that turned into insurance also. So still waiting on that and a bid on the siding on the Veterans Office also.
Did the evidence building ever leak on that west side?
No, it did not.
It didn't blow it up enough to...
No. It actually was... that is just kind of a cap when we took that awning off, so anything that would have leaked would have stayed on the outside of the building. So it looked bad for a long time. So good to get that done. So that's what we had.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Equalization valuations are up. We'll see what the new year brings. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket items: Beatrice Public Schools, juvenile services, diversion fees $10,653.52, Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel $36,009.72. Manili Wagner Engineering $26,063.25. Midwest Coatings Incorporated Armor Coating. The amount is $408,652.62. The bid was $430,545.41. So the actual cost came in unbelievably at $22,000 less. R.L. Thiemann, hauling material and material, $20,675.37. Rock On, hauling material, $6,166.42. Straight line striping, road striping, $46,689.72.
I will add to that, we also had our budget hearing this morning at 8 o'clock. And we ended up passing a budget. A few highlights of that. Valuations are up 6.52%. Our property tax request from last year is down 4.16%. Not up, but down 4.16%. And the payout for the Beatrice 6 will be ending as of May. So, exciting budget, anticipated payment in May, which will be our last payment. Also, I want to reemphasize in this meeting the sales tax that was put on countywide for payment towards Beatrice 6 and nothing else. There was fear that that would stay in place. That came on, was used for what it was for. We've notified the Department of Revenue that will be coming off a quarter early. So as of January 1st, that sales tax will also be coming off. So this is an exciting finance day. Mr. Lytle?
And just along that a reminder that we needed to shut that down January 1st, because if we had waited any longer, we had to go to April 1st, and the funds don't come in fast enough, so we would have been taking those funds in after the last payment and not really have a way to reimburse them. So that was the reason for it being so we will be taking those funds in up till the end of the collection period for that. So just because I have heard different people, why so early? Why did we shut that down? And I know you've talked about it before, but just a reminder.
And the collections that we received were 2 months in arrears, so we won't receive the final payment till February.
Yep.
Didn't that also have something to do with the levy? You were only able to have it with a 50-cent levy, and we weren't going to have that.
Which, it's an unusual circumstance because our fiscal year is July 1 to June 30th. The calendar year, which is what the legislation was based on, is January to December. So we had to do some interpolating on that to figure out where we were at, guessing a year out, but we're working on a new budget since July 1 that we didn't have in place until today. So there's a lot of back and forth and trying to make things work, but
Department of Revenue, we were able to put the pieces together, I guess, and what we needed to do.
Seems simple, but it was a challenge. But nope, it's a good day today with our budget, good finance day. It's going to be another great year in Gage County. Human resources, employee relations. Nothing significant there, thank goodness. Law enforcement and emergency management, Mr. Lytle.
Gosh, you got anything exciting for us today?
My line of work is exciting every day.
We know this.
No, you already know about the Purple Wave sale on the the other thing we had, and Dave just checked for me, was a baggage screener, the old one we had. It has no bids on it. So I'm guessing it probably won't. You never know. But we have two choices. We can just let Mark come and get it and haul it down and put it in a scrap trailer, which I'd have to see how I decommission it because it's got radiation in it, which might cost a couple bucks to do that. Or I put out in the hub to the Sheriff's Association, other jails, courthouse, whoever they want to use it, and just have it for free to get rid of it. About two choices we're going to have.
When does that sale end?
I don't know. Did you see what it said there, Dave?
I didn't see.
Yeah. I think it's on for just a little bit yet. So I guess I can come back once we decide what the final is on that, and I get a word from them. So. What? Yeah, that's right. You better be smiling. Wait a minute.
Sheriff, seeing value in something that all of us thought had no value, is there anything else you can get rid of?
Well, I'm pondering on the other Humvee. I'm thinking about it. We'll see. If there were that much, just think it would be worth in a few more years.
Maybe Mr. Juergens and I could come through and take a look at everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you want to see some antiques, come on over. Yeah, there's not a lot of surplus anymore. So, but it is surprising. I didn't think it would be quite that much. So, it's collectible, I'm sure. When I get a clean title to it, normally you don't get titles to those, they tell me. Those two happen to have it, so that probably helped. Hmm. Outside of that?
Showers, lights, everything in the jail is working all right?
Yeah, pretty well. I told Dave, I said, I called Jason Moore yesterday, his office, and told me we need to get a little work done. The crosswalks out here, we about dumped an inmate out of the wheelchair across, and because you get to the ends, and it's cracking up, and it's not funny. It is, kind of. So anyway, we hopefully get down there and get that tank. I know they're going to remodel all this anyway at some point, but I said maybe some basic stuff would help on that.
Do we walk inmates back and forth then instead of vanning them over?
If they're in wheelchairs and got medical and they can't walk very much and get up in there, yes.
Do we generally walk them over if they can, or do you generally
No, they usually take
them over
to the van. 99%. Yeah, unless they're all used or short vans, they're walking, otherwise they always take the van.
Short van? Or did you say short a van?
Well, you're just full today, aren't you?
Just trying to
they're
clarify.
Both longer vans. How about that?
Yeah.
How full is the jail?
Let's see. Back there Sunday, I think we're at 38.
Pretty full.
And that's being held here in other facilities.
Yeah.
Because our classification is problems for us.
It appears we are down, though, overall in inmates. So
it fluctuates, yeah.
I mean, but this year so far...
Not bad.
You've run down.
You're staying out?
You're not getting caught, one of the two, right?
Yeah.
Not after I buy the Humvee.
That's about it.
All right. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Road and Bridge, Mr. Jurgens again.
Where's Lisa?
I'm sorry?
Where's Lisa?
I don't know.
Everything's mundane on this, except for Mark thinks we will have fall 2022 done by the end of the fiscal year, which would be great for gravel. The other thing I spoke to Mark about this morning is the Bus River Bridge. We finally have a plan on the repair. The columns will be encased in a 30-inch tube and reinforced and filled with concrete. Mark's crew was out there yesterday cleaning debris and stuff around the columns. The sooner we can get it done, the better. The river is low. You don't have to worry about water. So I suggested to Mark get something done as soon as possible on that thing so we can get that bridge open. It's been a long time, and hopefully we'll get something done here as quick as we can.
I don't realize how important a bridge like that is until it's not open.
It'll still be a less expensive repair than what we anticipated earlier, though, if we were going to punch holes through the deck and everything. So this should be a quicker, more economical.
So since we're saving money on the repair, we can look at beefing it up so that it can be legal for semis to drive across it now, right? just saying.
If the rockers go out, then we can beef it up.
Mark's saying no.
That's what I heard.
All right. Anything else for Roden Bridge?
Hear that? Emily, you heard that. All the phone calls we get, right?
Yeah, I heard it. We'll blame it on Mark.
He's got broad shoulders. He'll take it.
Up next, we have a proclamation to proclaim Thursday, September 8th, 2022, as Big Give Gage Day. Mr. Vitrowski, do you want to come up and say anything?
Good morning to all. Good morning. It's good to see everybody. Tomorrow is a big day. It is going to be great. This is coming into our fourth year of Big Give Gage. And over the past 3 years, the county and the residents of the county has blessed us with over $750,000 in those 3 years. And these monies all go to nonprofits that sign up to our Big Give campaign for projects that are going on in their area, in the Gage County area. And I just can't tell you how much pride I have in our county in regards to what has been done in the last 3 years. $750,000. That says something about our residents. And the thing of it is about the Big Give, that it's just not, it benefits all of Gage County, but the money also comes from 67 or 65 different communities outside of Gage County. We've also gotten contributions from 35 other states around the country. And last year we even had one international contribution that came down from Canada. So it's growing. Proud of how it is. We've had some great sponsorships that help with this. The sponsorship money is all used for sponsorship. It has nothing to do with capital campaigns or expenditures. Our foundation foots the bill for that in the budget. So all the money that we get from our sponsors is pooled and collected, and throughout the day tomorrow, that money will be given out to various agencies on a percentage basis to what their goal is to what we're bringing in. It's been a great project. Proud to be part of this. Honored to serve as chairman of the foundation board. The board is an excellent board to work with, and just proud with what we've been able to accomplish. And this just isn't the foundation. In 2018, 18, Sam Rennick, the former director of the Gage County Hospital Foundation, contacted our foundation and brought a proposal of the big give to us. And our board was elected to try this. But Sam at that time says to our board, he says, our foundation has the manpower and the backing to do it. We're looking for some financial help to help promote the project. And with the title of Gage County Foundation, you would be a fit for this project. We said, fine. And we went into agreement with the hospital foundation in 2018. And then by the end of 2018, Sam retired. And we thought, oh, what are we going to do now? But the hospital foundation, we've got a great working relationship with them, had the vision to bring on a young lady, Gina Heckey, and she's with me, and I'll let her say a few words. But Gina, I cannot say enough about her organizational skills and the leadership she has brought over the last 3 years into this campaign. So, Gina, you want to come up and say a couple things about the big view?
Sure. I don't have a lot to add to that, do I? Don covers it every time. It's been wonderful to work with the Gage County Foundation. I think the 60-plus nonprofits that participate every year benefit more than anyone else. The community has turned out in a huge way to make this a big success. And while we can stand up here and talk about how proud we are, it's the community that's really doing all of the work. We're just giving them a platform to do it. So I appreciate you proclaiming it what you are. And I think it can only get bigger and better from here.
So as of tomorrow, September 8th, we start at midnight, 12:01 early this morning, and it'll go 24 hours. If those people that do not wish to give via the internet, we will be at the Vintage Venue tomorrow from 7 to 7 and take any cash contributions or donations that people want to stop by and give. We'll collect them all day. And to the people out there in the county, thank you. Thank you so much. Reach out to your former residents that you know that might have lived in Gage County that no longer in Gage County, and remember their roots. Tell them to give back to help the community that they grew up in to be better. And believe me, I feel very strongly in this, that tomorrow after the big give, the county is going to be much richer and better off coming into 2023 than we're at today, because we're better today than we were at in 2019 when we started this. And thank you for proclaiming this day and giving us the support. Appreciate it. And to Gage County, thank you very much for all of what you've done for us.
Thank both of you. Very nicely done. With that, I have the privilege to proclaim Thursday, September 8th, 2022, as Big Give Gage Day. Whereas Big Give Gage was established as a local day of giving, and whereas the Gage County Foundation has established Big Give Gage in a celebration of philanthropy and volunteerism, where people give whatever is meaningful to them, and whereas Big Give Gage is a day where citizens work together to share commitments, rally for causes, build stronger communities, and think about other people, and whereas it is fitting and proper during the Big Give Gage and on every day to recognize the tremendous impact of philanthropy, volunteerism, and community service in Gage County. Now, therefore, we, the Gage County Board of Supervisors, do hereby proclaim September 8th, 2022, to be Big Give Gage Day in Gage County, and urge all citizens of Gage County to recognize the tradition of philanthropy as it continues to improve and enhance the lives of all by promoting the common good. Dated the 7th day of September, 2022. And like I say, I want to thank you both. And with you being the chairman of the foundation, it's a perfectly fitting role for you, as you've given back year after year. I want to tell you personally, thank you. Like I say, not to date you or myself, but longer than I've walked the earth, you've been giving back here. So I want to take this time to thank you as well.
Thank you, Eric.
This is an exciting proclamation for us and a great thing for the community, the entire area. Thank you both.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Tom.
Up next, approve or disapprove the memorandum of understanding between Gage County and the Administrative Office of the Courts and Probation. Counselor, I'll hand this off to you if you have anything for us.
Basically, what this involves is some new technology in the courtrooms on third floor, and it's a cooperative effort between Gage County and the Court Administrator's Office. The MOU basically provides for the cost will be coming out of Lincoln, which is always nice. Our exposure on this is basically Mr. Jones putting in some cabling up there and assisting with the installation of the new technology. So, again, it's a tremendous opportunity for the courtrooms and trying to bring them back up to speed as far as, you know, when you guys did this remodeling, what, 10 years ago, wouldn't this... Maybe more than that. We were on the cutting edge. But as you all know, with technology, if you go to sleep for a couple of years, you're behind it. And we're trying to get this done. And it will have impacts such as we can do a lot of routine hearings without, you just talked about moving somebody across the road here to come to a five-minute hearing. We can leave them over there, similar to what Saline County does, and do the hearing without the security issues as well as the any hazards of bringing somebody across the street. So that is going to be something. And I know it's something that the board has been working on with the IT aspect of that. I think this might be the catalyst that kind of let's get it going here. So I urge you to approve the Memorandum of Understanding with the Court Administrator's Office.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens. Second by Dorn. To approve the Memorandum of Understanding. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for the good of the order today? I'm sorry?
That engine... Got to let them know,
you
know, yes or no on something like that.
Let's visit about that later. Actually, Mark, will you come up to the mic quick just so we have this on the record? Terry, what are your thoughts on that, on the engine on the truck that's out? Do we call around? Do we find a used engine? Do we?
What kind of engine is it?
Mercedes.
Yeah.
MBE 4000.
Junk it.
Let it go as is. That's kind of the way I'm leaning.
Part for a Sterling, impossible to find. They've been out of business for 15 years, 10 to 15 years.
This one would be rotated engine, down is what...
That Mercedes engine is made in Brazil. Might have been a good engine, but parts are a nightmare, I know. I wouldn't go there unless you possible to find something good used one.
You were going to rotate the asphalt cruise truck out?
Yes, and the 13 International. Those two would be on for surplus next year.
Okay, so if the asphalt cruise goes down the road, that one's got 21,000 hours. What year International?
13, I believe.
I'm not selling it.
Okay, there's only 9,500 hours on that one and 230,000 miles.
That's the one that burns oil. And that one I cannot get a used engine, or parts are getting harder and harder to get.
14, Max Force, that's Max one that Force has 13, the like 60, that's the big EGR issue engine. Doggone it.
Those Max Force engines are no good either.
No.
Is that something we could look at trading off to replace?
Well, the biggest issue is if this one goes away, it gets surplused out. So that's one of those new trucks that we've been waiting over a year on. The next one, then, what's the next worst in line?
The asphalt truck.
Your asphalt truck.
What condition is the box and hoist in?
Which one?
Sterling.
The box is decent. The transmission is 3 years old, I think, on there. Good suspension. It's a decent truck.
You'd have a lot of interest in that box, probably.
It's a heavy-duty box.
Right, Eric? I mean,
oh, yeah. I mean, I would
they're
guess.
They're hard to find right now, too, like everything else.
If it's a good box, I'm guessing you're in the 8 to 12 range on just the box.
I mean, is that one way to get rid of it?
Saving 50 rather than putting 50 into it.
I'm all for that. We put 50 into it, we still have a $30,000 truck. Mm-hmm. The biggest issue would be we almost need to replace three trucks, and we've only got two coming. Let's see. We've got four gravel trucks listed here, but you only run three gravel trucks.
Only three gravel trucks.
Is one of these not a gravel truck?
Which one?
I'm sorry?
Oh, the belly dump. One's a straight truck with a...
Would that be an international?
Yep, the very last one on the page.
Okay, that's what this one is then. That's also a 24,000-hour engine. 17, this one's new. Just so that you have an answer for this, I guess just trying to think out loud as we go forward.
What's the used market look like right now, Eric? Crap, isn't it?
Well, the bad thing is it's high in price and bad in quality.
What about looking at another unit? I mean, I know we're a year out, but you know, in the meantime, if we end up short, we just have to hire a little bit extra out.
This 14 is going to have good value. It's low hours, it's low miles. This one, you're going to get a good sale on it. Can you get by with one fewer?
It just depends on the winter. I mean,
dump trucks.
That's the drawback. The
Eric,
winter's going to be.
For the record, you should probably declare this an emergency. This discussion. It's not an agenda item.
Okay, being this isn't on the agenda, the reason we're discussing this is an emergency item because of the necessity for a timely answer on an engine decision. Okay. Thank you, Counselor. I'm leaning towards Terry, where we surplus it out, get rid of it, instead of putting the money into it. We'll have two trucks within 3 months.
Build date was October for the new trucks, late November for delivery to the box builder, first of the year for delivery here to the shop.
Take the chance.
It is what it is.
They'll be set up to plow then, or we'll have to put the plow rigging on them?
Plow, we'll have to adjust some things here and there, but everything should be
okay.
You may check. Let's talk about a couple of these, too. I mean, just looking at the hours, there might be some preventative things we can do to stop grenading. But I would go with what Terry says. Take the chance. Surplus this one out. And then we're going to have to really address what to do on these next ones.
Do I surplus it out, or do I just keep it around and just rob parts and pieces for it, for the two Sterlings that we have?
Do you need the pieces for those? Is it the same body and everything?
I don't know. That's what I need to talk to Bill about.
Sell the box and then keep the rest?
That box might be something that we might want to keep for the dirt crew if theirs goes, because theirs is a Sterling too. But it's got a heavier duty box.
Would we be better to, Terry, Eric, would we be better to look at, if we surplus this one out and move it away, the other two units, you know, over time here, there's, how old are the two of them now?
One's out of 90s.
One's a 90s model, late 90s, isn't it?
Yeah, so you're getting on 30 years.
One's an 01, an 06, and a 98.
There's a 97, an 01. Bridge Cruise is a 97. Dirt Cruise is an 01. Unfortunately, that IH should be one of the better ones. It's lowest hours, lowest miles. And then you have an 06, another That's 06 Sterling.
I hear what Mark's saying, but is it better to take the value while we see what we can get for value out of it and continue to work our way out of these Sterlings rather than keeping things around that are going to hobble us down the road with them?
Probably.
I agree with that because, like I say, parts aren't available. Maybe there's aftermarket stuff that's available, but I'm talking about parts for cab. You know, rear ends are generic, transmissions are generic, engines are not so much. But cab features, nothing's available. They're not made anymore. So, yeah, a Sterling would, to me, would be the first one you'd want to roll.
If we get into a pinch, then we do we have a money around that we could rent a truck for a while? If he has something really major going on?
We could for aggregate. The downside would be for snow removal. These have a specialized
truck. Aggregate, front end. We can just sub out. That's not an issue.
Okay. Or, yeah, you wouldn't have to rent it. You could sub it out.
Sub that out. That's not an issue. It's just a matter for if, depending on our winter.
Yeah, okay.
Truck down.
Is it more efficient to sub that out instead of running another truck and pup? That's something I've questioned a lot. Or how would it affect you to have a tractor and belly dump versus a truck and pup?
Depends on the driver for the tractor and belly dump.
The issue I see is a belly dump, when it's muddy and you need to supply rock on a road, you're not using it because it'll leave a pile, won't spread it as well, and under muddy conditions, I don't think it'd work. That's my thought. I don't know.
Truck and pup is going to roughly do the same amount of damage as what, I mean, it's all...
The reason I ask, tractors are easy to find. Belly dumps are relatively easy to find. You're probably saving, what, 30% over a truck and pup?
I mean, if we want to look that way, I wouldn't be opposed to it. It'd just be, there again, we're one truck down for snowplow.
How critical is that?
Depends on the snow.
Yeah.
Last year, it wasn't critical. I was able to run fewer trucks to keep time and wear and tear down on the equipment. But Terry keeps talking about this bad winter.
But every 10 years, it's coming.
So not you'll be getting those phone calls from me.
Terry's saying we're going to have a bad year. I've got Eddie saying everything that's planted is going to burn up before it's even sprouted.
It come close afterwards.
I just, with that engine, I'm good either way because the time that it's going to take to get those parts in, the new trucks are going to be here.
If it was something that was still in production, I'd say put the engine in it, keep it another 7 or 8 years.
And that's just it. I know I could keep it in service and keep it going for at least another 10. There's plans for that. But I also understand where you guys are coming from if parts and pieces are getting harder to get. So
is that the thought of the board, surplus this one, move it? Roll the dice, and we will have to address it then. We'll either need to backfill that with another used truck.
Do we just roll the dice and pray for winter?
Well, I mean, if it's not a necessary truck, we shouldn't own it. If it is necessary, we need to figure out what we need to do to replace it. Is there a driver in that every day?
Yes.
What is that driver doing now that the truck's been down?
The bridge crew.
He's been with bridge crew?
He's with the bridge crew. Probably been the most active the bridge crew has been.
Why don't the two of you visit about what to do after that, be it a new truck or another used truck? We may be able to come up with something on a used truck where we approve up to a dollar amount. We watch to see what's coming in. Minnesota, us, and Iowa are about the only places you see trucks and pups. So we're in the market. They don't exist around the rest of the country. I mean, or barely. You see transfer trucks. So if we can find another truck, we should be able to sell this one, get another one set up.
I don't like the idea of putting a $50,000 in a truck. That's worth 30.
And it's still worth the same after we do it.
Maybe less.
Well, you know, even an engine, you look at the time it was going to take, it's just, you know, we're out of luck anyway for it, okay? So for the whole amount of time it's going to take, if you have somebody replace the engine, like you got a quote, okay, you won't get the thing until January or February anyway. So, I mean, you've got the same situation here. You don't have a truck.
If we would bid out new trucks, I know availability on new units is getting better. There's not the lead times that there was.
Well, and we can put the bug in a couple people's ear to be on the lookout, too.
I also don't want to encourage you to buy any more new equipment, though. I mean, we might be in the spot.
The Humvee?
What?
Dump box on the Humvee? Panel hitch?
Panel hitch on it.
Sure it does. Leslie. Yeah, they do.
Of course it does. Let's hold off on the engine, then. Let's continue to talk on that. Mr. Juergens?
Are you available this afternoon?
Depends
on
how
much. At the office?
Yeah.
I'd like to come down and personally look at the, or they probably won't be in.
Well, they will be in the afternoon.
Which one do you want? That.
I want to look at the Sterling first.
That Sterling is in Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The one with the bad engine.
Yeah.
Does it run at all?
We had to tow it up there.
Okay. I just wanted to see shape of the box, condition of the truck, make sure we're making the right. But
will you be hauling that back on the lowboy?
We could.
Or what are your plans for it otherwise?
I don't know. That's there again.
Find a buyer for
it. I think it's pretty well determined that we don't want to fix it.
Does it make sense to go ahead and have them lowboy that home then? Could we set that up? Is it at Truck Center or?
It is at Interstate Power.
Could we set that up with Interstate to push that on a lowboy for us so that we can bring it home?
Possibly.
And then let Mr. Juergens know and he can take a look at it?
Yep. We'll probably just take it right down to the Wymore yard.
Wymore, I won't say it.
That's where the junk goes.
Well, that's where we're going to start surplus. We're going to surplus a bunch of stuff this spring.
Got fenced in, they can do that. Yeah. So.
Maybe on the way by, even give Mr. Juergens a holler. Maybe he can swing in and take a look if it's on the trailer anyway. Let's go that route for now.
Yes, sir.
Anything else for the good of the order? If not, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn at 9:28.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Thank you all. Please vote. 6 in favor, with Mr. Lytle voting nay. Motion carries.
It's not a long enough meeting for that kind of vote.